glory to the Most High. This video could be up to 10 minutes long. And this is going to put the nail in the coffin to prove to you that Jesus is Lucifer. You are now warned. This is not a joke, and I'm going to show you evidence with it. Using Bible Hub, looking at the Bible, this comes from Bible Hub, which has to do with the Bible and how to look at this. And it's called the Strong's Concordance, what each of these words mean in the Hebrew, Greek, and English translations. And you can do the exact same thing so you can see you are not being deceived. And when you felt in your gut something doesn't feel right with this Jesus character or Yahshua, Yahuwah, whatever name you want to use, you will see the Savior who you believe died on a cross for you is in fact Lucifer. So let's look at this. You are how you are fallen, son Lucifer, from heaven, how you were cut down of the morning, you who weakened the ground to the nations on. So let's see if we click on Lucifer, meaning halal, hallel, a shining one, halal, star of the morning. If you look at all these, how thou art fallen, O shining one, son of the morning, star of the morning. And these are the names where it will show you to look into this. Now, let's click on halal. Halal, the word verb. Halal, to shine. Just like how they say hallelujah. Verb, shine. And then you actually look at this. Begin to shine. New moon. Bright. When it is name of a lamp. Shone upon. Figurative of God's favor. Favor. Flash forth light of heavenly bodies, etc. So you can see everything that it shows here. So as you see, halal, again, halal, spelling the same, just with E's instead, all mean the shining one. Okay, this is Lucifer. Now, many say and use this for their evidence to support that Jesus is Lucifer. And we're going to go into how to prove that we're not kidding. This is a fact. And I am showing you live as I go through this. I, Jesus, have sent the angel of me to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and I am the offspring of David, the star, the bright morning. Okay? So, he says he's the bright morning star. Okay? Now, are you ready for this? This is where it gets scary. 2 Peter 1:19. And we have more certain the prophetic word, to which well you do, taking heed as to a lamp shining in a dark place. That's what it said about Hallel and Lucifer being the morning star. Many will say he's the bright morning star, not the morning star. Now watch, shining in a dark place until this day shall have dawned. Again, morning star, son of the dawn. And the morning star shall rise in the hearts of you. Let's go on to this and see. Morning star, light bringer, the morning star, phosphorus, the light bringer, the morning star, light bearer, radiant, the morning star, light bearer, the morning star, and let's read this in Greek, please. Light bearer, light bringing, giving light, all these things that it actually says. Now look at this, Latin, Lucifer, the planet Venus, the morning star, day star. And where is it said? Right here as we go to the 2 Peter. Telling you where it was said. And this is who they're talking about. Bringing Lucifer into your heart. This is Lucifer. The evidence is right here in its own thing. I am using Bible Hub, which is by the Bible, which is the same company that pushes all this out, has the King James Version, all of these Bibles, so you can see that they use the exact same information. This isn't somebody using a book from another book. This is all about Lucifer. Now, if you guys can't see this with this evidence that I just showed you, with other many things that'll show you who they speak of, I will go into a few more things here because I've only got to 5 minutes. Ezekiel, another big one that talks about Lucifer, is here. Where it starts to read it. Take up the Son of Man to the King of the Lamentation to him and say, of Tyre, the Lord says to this, to seal you, God of wisdom, full of perfection, beauty, and perfect inside. In the garden in Eden, every you were of God, you covered with precious stones, topaz and sardis, beryl and diamonds. This is speaking, read this book, Ezekiel 28:12 on, and it tells you about the king of Tyre, how he was in the Garden of Eden. Who else was in there? Calling himself of Elohim. So, you have to actually read what you are seeing here. I'm telling you, he is the bright morning star, which you see right here, is clear as day. Again, I'm going into it. 2 Peter 1:19, where he says, and we have made certain the prophetic word, to which well you do, taking heed as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until this day shall have dawned, and the morning star shall have risen in the hearts of you, saying they are worshiping Lucifer, the light bearer, the bright morning star. Clear as day. These guys worship Lucifer. It's a fact. These guys all worship Lucifer, man. Latin word, Lucifer. Strong's Concordance, New Testament, 54-59. How can these guys deny it? Let's look up what it says. Hallel in Hebrew. Derives from the word Hallel, the Hebrew name of the morning star. From verb yalal, to lament. This derivation was adopted as a proper name of the angel who laments of the loss of his former beauty, Lucifer. So everybody was hoping that Jesus would rise because he was going to try to conquer the earth and trick the elect ones and all these people. Church of Satan. This is a fact. And I just proved it to you. And it says Yalal. So what do you think Hallelujah means? Praise thee, Lucifer. Why do you think they sing the song? It's raining men, hallelujah, meaning fallen angels raining down upon earth. Does it get much more obvious? Now, this is a huge wake-up call for you guys. And any of you who are sitting there and you know somebody, and when you just seen this and you say, wow, I knew it, but you're going to continue to talk to anybody, know that they've taken the mark. You are taking the mark if you do not wash your hands from these people. They are either Nephilim or they know what they're doing. Some might not know, but I'm telling you right now, if you cannot convince them and show them this evidence and you don't see it in their hearts and they don't change their way, but yet they have engraved images, all these things of dead carcasses and every law that they break by the Ten Commandments, saying thou shalt not have engraved images, nothing from the earth and the heavens shall you have any pictures or images of, none of these things, you shall put no one before me, for I am the only creator of all things, love me and only me, I have no equal, all these types of stuff. If you don't see them change from that, then I'm telling you right now, you're going to join them. I just showed you evidence. If you do not hear it, you are marked. You know who I am, and this is the end days.